Welcome to Today on Broadway for Thursday, March 10th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I'm James Marino from Broadway Stars. In our first discussion of the evening, we talked last night about some not-so-favorable reviews for Disaster, but we had some more favorable ones come out after the fact, so we thought we would quickly mention them.
Yeah, there was some late returns last night, and for the most part, they were positive. Charles Isherwood of the New York Times said Disaster will provide a rush of giddy nostalgia that's just as pleasurable at times as the more substantial rewards of musical theater's higher-reaching shows. And then the Times made it a critic's pick. Adam Feldman gave it a good review in Time Out in New York, saying a lovably scrappy and often deliciously silly jukebox musical. The AP's Jennifer Ferreira said it was side-splittingly funny. And a lot of critics are pointing out that Jennifer Simard steals the show as Sister Mary, despite being one of the cast's lesser-known names. So we kind of put a damper on last night's opening with some of the early not-so-favorable reviews, but some of the bigger publications came out after we recorded and had some really good things to say about it. So I think it is one of those shows that's going to be hit or miss, just depending on what type of humor you like.
Absolutely. So if you want to hear what we said yesterday, check out our feed as well. In the next story, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Love Never Dies is to launch a 2017 North America tour in D.C.
Well, that's the rumor. There's been rumors of the Phantom of the Opera sequel Love Never Dies doing a tour before. Maybe it sets its sight on Broadway. There's no tour confirmed yet, but in an interview with BuzzFeed yesterday, Andrew Lloyd Webber did say that the Australian version of the show would be playing in Washington, D.C. in 2017. If you're familiar with the history of this show, it's had a bit of a rocky road to its current status. Jack O'Brien directed the original production in London, which starred Ramin Karimloo and Sierra Boggess. And in this same article, Andrew Lloyd Webber said that production was a big catastrophe. It was then reworked in Australia by Simon Phillips, and Sir Andrew called it a major improvement. So he's been really excited to try to get this into the States and then obviously eventually to Broadway. So it's still too early to know what dates, still too early to know what the casting will be. But James, correct me if I'm wrong, I think on a recent episode of the Theater People podcast,
I was just going to say the Sierra Boggess interview.
Yeah, I believe she told our friend Patrick that she didn't feel that her history with Christine Daae was done. So I would be shocked if she would go on tour with the show. But if it does end up in New York, perhaps Sierra could return to the role.
Yeah, Sierra right now is in School of Rock, another Andrew Lloyd Webber production. Absolutely. And she talked about her close relationship with Andrew Lloyd Webber and that I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Sierra go back into it if, in fact, this happens. DC's never been so favorable to Andrew Lloyd Webber. I think the Whistle Down the Wind suffered some fatal blows in DC. But we'll see what happens with Love Never Dies, because love never dies. All right, next up, Christy Altomer, that's her name?
Sure.
Okay. is going to be in Hartford Stage world premiere of Anastasia, and the full cast is announced.
Yeah, James, you and I talked about this on our first beta episode of Today on Broadway. This summer, Hartford Stage will be premiering the world premiere of the stage adaptation of the animated musical Anastasia. Lynn Ayres and Stephen Flaherty have written additional songs to go along with six that they wrote for the movie back in the 90s. Terrence McNally has written the book, and Darko Treznik is directing. Today, they announced their full cast, including Christy Altomer, who will be playing the title role. Derek Klena will be playing Dimitri. These two co-starred together in MTC's off-Broadway reimagining of Carrie a few years ago, so they've got some history and chemistry together. Also, the legendary Mary Beth Peel will be playing the Dowager Empress. Manuel Feliciano will be playing Gleb, who he's actually currently in Disaster. And John Bolton, recently of Dames at Sea, will be playing Vlad. So they're putting together a good cast for one of those out-of-town tryouts that, with a creative team like that, very well, if this goes well out in Hartford, could very well find its way into New York.
Excellent. Next up, Neil Patrick Harris is working on an immersive magic show with Randy Weiner.
Yeah, NPH is obviously one of Hollywood and Broadway's jack of all trades. He's looking to bring an immersive magic show to New York this fall. He is teaming up with, you mentioned, Randy Weiner, who is one of the producers of Sleep No More and Natasha Pierre in The Great Comet of 1812. So both shows that have very different styles of immersive theater to it. They are leasing a building on 57th Street that's currently an event space, but they'll be leaving over the summer. It was formerly a nightclub, but they're going to go in and completely reimagine what that building is going to be to kind of cater it to the creative vision of NPH and his magic show. Not a whole lot of details are there or are available yet for the show, but Neil is the president of the board of directors of Hollywood's Magic Castle, so he's got plenty of magic street cred. So whatever he comes up with, I'm sure this will be a very hot ticket come this fall.
And Natasha Pierre, that's coming back, isn't it?
It is. It'll be on Broadway this fall, starring Grammy. I think he's won some Grammys, or at least Grammy nominee Josh Groban. And
yes,
that'll be very exciting, I'm sure.
So I wonder how much time Randy has for this, but we'll have to see.
Yeah,
Some sort of a time frame given to this thing? I guess if they rented the space, they want to get it open as soon as possible.
Yeah, just this fall. The current tenants will be in there until late summer, early fall, and then it'll take some time to get the physical building into the shape that they want for the magic show. But I believe Natasha Pierre is opening on Broadway in September. That's just off the top of my head, but I'm not 100% sure. So they could stagger these things. And obviously with NPH's star power behind it, I'm sure they will have plenty of other people willing to lend a hand.
All right. Next up, American Psycho shifts its opening night to April 21st, and previews begin 3/24. So why is this a story, if just a shifting around of nights?
It is just that's just what it is, a shifting of nights, but it's actually one of a few fairly major date changes announced today. Yes, American Psycho is pushing its opening date back just one day. It's actually moving to Thursday, April 21st, which was formerly Shuffle Along's opening night, but they pushed back to April 28th when the Tony eligibility deadline was pushed back. But then there were also two fairly high-power off-Broadway shows that announced extensions today. Pericles at Theater for a New Audience, which stars Christian Camargo, sorry, I butchered that one name, and then also Will Swenson, extended from March 27th to April 10th, as did Playwrights Horizon's Familiar, which was written by Danai Gurira, who also is represented on Broadway with Eclipse. That also pushed back its closing date from March 27th to April 10th. So just a few housekeeping date changes to go along with some of the other news today.
All right, so let's wrap it up.
Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. I'm Matt Tamnini. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And don't forget to subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, where you can hear our newest episode, where we discuss whether or not the CW's musical comedy Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is in fact the best show on TV.
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, a lot of Broadway connection there. We love that show. And my name is James Marino from Broadway Radio, Broadway Stars, and lots of other websites, maybe todayonbroadway.com, so check it out.